Binder, the defensive end, jumped on it. A bad snap, and Lakers has the first turnover on the night into their hands.
I don't know if it was a bad snap or Michael Anderson got a little ahead of himself. It looked like that pivot foot got away before the ball got to him, and he tried to hand it off quickly to Puff, but it does not matter. It hits the ground, and an excellent awareness by the senior Carson Binder, and he makes the first huge play already in this game, and Harbor Beach drives, stalls, and now Lakers takes advantage as they will start on their own 42-yard line.
First and 10 from the 42, left right across your radio, double wing offense. Here's the Preston Warren coming around the right side, tries to cut back inside out to about the 43-yard line. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman, starting linebacker for Harbor Beach after a gain of a yard, maybe two according to the spot. Second down and 8, Lakers rolling.
So we're technically going to see 3 different offenses tonight. You're going to see the spread, you're going to see the true wing T, and then you're going to see the double wing. So now, with that turnover, we're going to switch right over to the double wing. So you will see one running back in the backfield. You will see the other two backs out covering up the tight end. And there'll be a lot of motion in the backfield. Everybody's tight to the line of scrimmage. That time, Preston Warren gets very little as Nathan Seaman does a good job making the tackle.
Bryce Sears pitches it out to number 21, Andrew Siegfried, coming on the left side. Has a lot of positive yards out there. Just shy of the first down marker by a yard. A gain of 7 on the play. Tackle made by number 75, Jacob Kirsch, tracks him down. Third down in very short, third down and 1 inside Harbor Beach territory at the 49.
Nice run there by Siegfried. They run the same play, just the opposite direction. They run Warren. Warren will cover up the left tight end, and Siegfried will rotate in with Minetti covering up the right tight end. So they run a sweep around the right side with Warren, this time with Siegfried. Siegfried gets up the field and makes this third down very manageable.
A man in motion straight up the middle to James Dubes, and he looks like he has the first down. It's going to depend on the spot as he gets out for about a yard, maybe 2. Stop made by Evan Smoglinski for Harbor Beach. And the initial signal there, there's a first down. Move the chains for the Lakers in deeper into Harbor Beach territory.
They like that dive with James Dubes when they need a yard. But I must say, he was stood up at the line of scrimmage. It was a nice job in there. I believe Kendall Gettner is one of them. Was able to withstand that initial surge. But when Smoglinski comes in to clean it up, he's able to fall forward, Dubes is, and get just that yard that they needed, yard and a half, for a first down for Lakers.
Say no wide out to the right, that's Mason Pasek. Bryce Sears under center. Pitch out to the left side to number 21, Siegfried trying to come back inside. Harbor Beach stops him after about a 2-yard gain. Kendall Gettner jumped out of his tackle and made him stop after 2 positive yards. Second down and 8 to go for the Lakers at the 45-yard line.
Nathan Seaman doing a good job as well. It's going to be very important for these defensive ends to read this double wing, because when the play is snapped, it'll be pretty obvious which direction they're going. Occasionally, they will misdirect you and go the other way, but most of the time, when that guy in motion goes to the left or to the right, that's the way the play is going. You have to be ready for that sweep and a lot of lead blockers to try to sort through and make the tackle.
Double wing offense and a handoff to Preston Warren, trying to work through those trenches. He gets across the 45 down to about the 44-yard line. The tackle made by Kendall Gettner again. A gain of 2 on the play. Third down and 5, third down and 6 for the Lakers.
There's that misdirection we were talking about. They run the whole play to the left, misdirect, they run to the right, to the weak side. Harbor Beach does a pretty good job of covering that up. I like the play call by Lakers, but the response by the Harbor Beach defense was just a little bit better. They're going to say third down and 5, so these are the situations now where we'll see Lakers mix it up. And here you go, 2 receivers to the left and 1 to the right.
James Dubes and JT Warren to the left and a man in motion to the right. That's Preston Warren. Coming around the right side, Harbor Beach stops him at the 41-yard line for about a gain of 2 on the play. Preston Warren with 2 positive yards. On the bottom of that pile will be number 16, Nathan Seaman, linebacker for Harbor Beach. He's a junior. Fourth down and 4 for the Lakers at the Harbor Beach 41-yard line. Do you go for it?
I think when you're on the road, at the end of the day, both of these teams are going to the playoffs. I don't see a reason not to. Win or lose this game, you got to bring out all the stops and really challenge your team. I guess on the road, you're in their territory. I say go for it. But on the last play, even with Lakers spreading it out, they still run that double wing style offense. Harbor Beach was able to recover that nicely and not allow more than 2 yards.
Man in motion to Andrew Siegfried coming around the left side, and he's trot in the backfield, and he's going to be brought down way back for progress of the 48-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 7 on the play, and a turnover downs gives the ball back to Harbor Beach.
Devin Puff makes a huge play on defense, And that's what we're talking about. When that play goes to the right or to the left, usually if you can avoid the misdirection, you can gamble and make plays. And that time, nobody picks up Devin Puff. He gets through the offensive lineman and in the backfield, and there is no room to run. And a big loss by the running game of Lakers, and they will lose yardage, big yardage on the play. And Harbor Beach's defense saves their offense after the turnover. And I'll tell you what, Clark.
They're going to change the spot.
Oh, they're making the correct adjustment here.
There we go. Okay.
His forward progress was stopped.
Devin Puff most certainly
pushed him back a long ways. This is a little better spot.
Back to the 48.
That is exactly where I believe you said it should have been before that play. But nonetheless, the Harbor Beach defense responds nicely after their offense turns it over and now gives their offense a chance to be the first team to score. Harbor Beach takes over after the turnover downs.
48-yard line in their own territory. First and 10, right to left across your radio. Wind kind of coming across the radio here, far side to the near side. Anderson hands it off to Devin Finkel. Breaks out of the 45 and down to about the 42-yard line. It's going to be about a 9-yard gain for Devin Finkel, the senior. Tackle made by Bryce Sears out of the secondary. No word yet if this is a first down or not. They're going to say second down in less than a yard to go.
Nice run there by Finkel. He gets his first carry of the game and showing that burst, that explosion through the line of scrimmage. And maybe we have a horrible angle looking right down. I can't believe they didn't measure that, just to be careful
there. It's close, but
it's that close. 9.5 yards on first down. Nice run by Devin Finkel.
No harm, no foul there. Second and less than a yard to go. Anderson hands it off right down the middle to Devin Puff. Puff has the first down. It gets all the way across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 4. Tackle made by James Dubes, linebacker. He's a senior for Lakers. Move the chains for Harbor Beach at the 38-yard line.
I know it's early in this game, but James Dubes is going to have enough of Devin Puff before this game is over. James Dubes is going to be the guy on that left side that's going to have to cover the gap that typically Devin Puff runs through. And it's going to be his assignment all day long to not only tackle Puff, but cover that far side when Anderson keeps it himself.
Anderson, keeper, coming around the left side, and he's going to break free with one tackle, but there's Preston Warren to wrap him up on a second effort at the 41-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 3. Preston Warren broke right through that line and brought down Anderson on a shoestring.
Now they gambled with an all-linebacker blitz on that play. Harbor Beach spreads it out, puts a receiver to the left, so that limits the offensive blockers on the play, and Preston Warren comes through free. Michael Anderson makes the right read. Devin Puff was covered on his route as well. He had to keep it himself, and Preston Warren makes a great tackle in the backfield.
Second and 13, and no score yet. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Out of the shotgun, Anderson to throw. Downfield to the far sideline, overthrows. The wind had that one underneath him. Pass was intended for Nathan Seaman. Falls incomplete at about 4 or 5 yards in front of his receiver there. Incomplete. Third down and 13 for Harbor Beach.
Quarterback Anderson throwing to a spot there, Clark. He had already predetermined who he was going to throw it to. The two receivers on the right side cross and try to trip up and confuse the two defenders in coverage. And Nathan Seaman's the slot guy who ends up heading to the sideline. And that's a throw that needs to go to the sideline. That's exactly where it's thrown, but it's definitely overthrown. Nathan Seaman didn't quite get the separation needed. Michael Anderson throws it away, basically. And now it's third down and 13 for the Harbor Beach offense.
Back inside the team, it's Anderson and the keeper around the left end. Has positive yards, leaps across the 35 all the way down to about the 28-yard line. Right down close to that yard line of gain. Tackle made by James Dubes. It's a 13-yard gain regardless of the spot and whether it's a first down or not. They're actually going to mark him down way down at the 27-yard line. That's a pretty healthy spot, but they're going to move the chains and give it to Harbor Beach on a third down conversion.
It was a healthy spot, Clark, but I think he had enough for the first down anyways, and that's a devastating play there for the Lakers defense. You force third and 13. Harbor Beach literally runs it hoping to get half, and Michael Anderson leaps over a defender and makes it all happen, gets a first down and a big swing of events here for the Harbor Beach offense.
Working off the left hash, and it's a handoff to Devin Pump across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. Tackle made by number 44, Jared Ryder, out of the linebacking core. Second down and 6 to go after a 4-yard gain for Devin Puff.
A dive for Devin Puff right through the middle. That quick handoff. He's the first option. Puff is. They put it in his arms and let him run forward with a full head of steam, and he's able to plow ahead for 4. They're going to give him maybe even 5 on first down.
Wing team. working off that left hash of the 23-yard line. Anderson under center, hands it off to number 29, Devin Fingle. Second effort gets a surge across the trenches and down to the 15-yard line.